Blog Talk Radio.
802, you lie.
Baby, you and us, we gon' make it right. Girl, you know it's up. Though we fight later by tonight, the neighbors gon' hear us. Make it right, we're talking all them nights. Girl, you know it's up. For real, for real, yeah. You and us, we gon' make it right. Girl, you know it's up. Though we fight later by tonight, the neighbors gon' hear us. Make it right, we're talking all them nights. Girl, you know it's up. For real, for real, yeah.
Vamos a hacerlo bien. Every time we fight, respeto a más comer. She know what I like, and I know she like the song. I know she in line, she just tired of my name. I know she for real, I know she for real. Like a dollar bill, like a dollar bill. Every time we chill, yeah, I bet she know the drill. Going for the kill, yeah, she know how I feel. Hey, now, ass up, hey, girl, you know what's up. Care about the next night, I don't give a fuck. There's a girl who's sick, mom, you said to let me go. I know she's for real, conmigo se quedó. Gotta say, I'll eat it like a steak. Just put it in my face. Hey, let's go, hey. Don't do us in the dark. You know it gon' lie. Just to keep us apart. And then we break up. Yes, we make up. In Jamaica, look at your makeup. Get messed up. Cause I'm pulling on it. And guess what? I just put it in the hey. Her ass so real, so real. She bought that shit for real. She bought the rock conmigo. She my ride or die. She my mejor amigo. Got her by my side. Como un cuatro cinco.
We gon' make it right. Girl, you know it's up. Though we fight later by tonight, the neighbors gon' hear us. Make it right. We're talking all them nights. Girl, you know it's up. For real. For real. For real, yeah. You and us, we gon' make it right. Girl, you know it's up.
Make it right, no matter what we say, babe, we don't cross the line.
Baby, take your call, it's that sutra.
Baby, calling it supra.
Break up and make up, make love and break stuff.
No matter what we do, girl, we gon' make it right. No matter what we say, babe, we don't cross the line.
Take your call, it's that sutra.
Baby, calling it supra.
Break up and make up, make love and
baby,
break stuff.
We gon' make it right, girl, you know it's right. Tonight, the neighbors gon' hear us. Make it right, we're talking all them nights. Girl, you know it's up for real. For real, yeah. You and us, we gon' make it right. Girl, you know it's up. Though we fight later by tonight, the neighbors gon' hear us. Make it right, we're talking all them nights. Girl, you know it's up for real. For real,
welcome, everybody, to 802 Radio. That was our special guest interviewer we're going to have on today, Tobias Lamar. And I also got my man Prentice on the line with me. And Tobias is also on the line.
Hey, 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 what's happening?
Hey, what's up, bro? How you doing,
nothing
man?
Nothing much, man, nothing much. Happy to be here, happy to be here, man. I thought that would be nice to play, man. I know it's a lot of people that need a second chance right now after Valentine's Day. You feel me? So I thought that would speak to a lot of people.
For sure, yeah. I totally feel that.
They didn't have their plans together.
You know. Hey, I'm sure we all could relate to that. That song's a very dope song, bro. I mean, I definitely got a unique voice, bro. And, you know, definitely everybody, be sure you, when you call in, we're going to get to callers, guys. We're just going to do a typical, like, interview with Tobias real quick, about 5-10 minutes, then we'll get to callers. And be sure when you guys call in, you can ask him questions, but also promote for yourself as well. So you want to add anything?
That was a pretty dope song, too, by the way.
Yeah, man, that's off my new EP. I did an EP with my homeboy, Pablino Lyrical. He's out of Miami from the Dominican Republic. So it got a little Islander Spanish vibe to it. Big shouts out to Izzle on the beat production, man. It's amazing. It's off the new EP, Universal. It's out now. You can go download it on Google and all the little platforms, iMusic, Apple. Looking forward to getting into a few new ones.
Definitely. And I just wanted to ask real quick, Tobias, why don't you let the people know real quick a little bit about you? I mean, I know you promoted your song, but did you want to give them a quick bio about you real quick, like where you're from and
all that? I'm originally out of Northern California, Sacramento. Moved out here to Las Vegas. I've been out here for quite some time, and I've been doing music for a long time, man, like a long, long time. Live shows back in the days where you really had to sing, man, where they was like, yo, do it a cappella, those kind of days. I've been doing it for a long time, man.
Dope for sure.
Got my own stuff together, so I got a lot of new stuff coming out. I'm excited for it. It's just I've been out for a long time, man. I've been doing a lot of stuff myself, just developing my own sound, my own idea, my own everything right now. So a lot of self-production, but I got a hot little squad with me too. So it's going all the way.
That's the key, you know, surround yourself with really good, talented people that you can trust. And, you know, then the rest is history. Then you can just focus on doing what you do and, you know, and then just transcend the game. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, most definitely, man. It's key. And lately, you know, I noticed, as time went on with music and production and technology, that you had the ability to do a lot of things yourself. So there's a lot more multifaceted people now, a lot more people doing every, you know, different jobs themselves. And like I got to admit, man, I got a few Transformers with me that can do a few things. So gear up because it's going up.
Well, guys, I got a word that we actually have callers in the queue. Would you like to take to any callers, or do you want to take, like, a couple minutes and talk a little more?
No, let's take to some callers, man. I want to see what the people are feeling and see how they responded to that joint.
All right, Black Terror, who's our first caller?
919-791.
Hi, how's it going? This is Tupac Lena Jackson.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you? What's up? Y'all can find me at TUPAXTINA Jackson on Spotify, Tupac Tina Jackson on YouTube, and Tupac Tina to you on SoundCloud.
Okay. Are you an artist, or do you have, like, your own show, or...?
I'm an artist, and I'm also a part of Blackout Radio.
Oh, dope. A fellow family member, so I appreciate you calling into the show. And what day is your show on?
Usually on Mondays. It'll be next month, on the first Monday of next month.
Okay. I'll definitely have to call in and promote and, you know, return the favor for showing love.
Okay, I appreciate that.
And we got my co-host, Prentice, on, and special guest, Tobias Lamar. I don't know if you heard the intro song, but do you have any questions for Tobias Lamar?
No.
Okay, no problem. Do you want to promote anything else, or you want to sing? Or...
I can do a little
while. I'm curious to see what you got. Let me hear you, Ma.
I done came from an overtime struggle. I made it and I had a little hard hustle. If God giving us blessings to bring them on me, send them prayers in. Because lately I've been seeing that. All right, that's a little song.
Okay. Hey, I like that.
Okay,
yeah.
I see you.
She busted out the table
twice. Thank you. Thank you so much for tuning in, though. And we're going to also play two more of Tobias Lamar's tracks later on in the show. So if you want to stay in the queue, you're welcome to. If not, I'll post a link on the 802 Radio fan page. So be sure you go and give us a like on the fan page, you know, 802 Radio.
Okay.
And
I'll stay on
you'll
the
catch
queue
the whole
and
show.
Listen.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay.
All right, thank you
thank
for
you
letting me call in. All right.
Yeah, you too.
Appreciate it. Matter of fact, bro, you know, I know everybody's been cooped up, man. It's been a crazy, crazy year. Last year was crazy. We're looking to step out of that, hopefully. But it's been a while, man. But just reminiscing the other night, man, I was thinking about one of them nights that we had matter of fact, Prentice, you remember, man, we were sitting there talking about just how Vegas used to be and how you used to send people,
yeah.
And we just got to reminisce
right.
about that, and it was hysterical because I actually got one of those tracks. Let's get into that, man, one of those nights.
One of them nights, y'all. Let's go. Let's spin that. Tobias Lamar.
Hey. It's a pillow, cut. I ain't gonna lie, I remember shit from last night.
Hey. It's just one of those nights that turns into one of those mornings. It's just one of those nights. It's just one of those nights that turns into one of those mornings. It's just one of those nights. Yeah, it's just. You ever have one of those? You ever have?
Back to back shots, man, didn't know where to stop it. Remember how I got home?
of those nights, right, everybody? It's definitely a dope song by Tobias Lamar. And to all the colors
like
in the
joint.
Queue.
That joint was fire.
Yeah, that joint was sick.
Man, was I can't get back. I can't wait to get back to that, man. It's
man,
been crazy.
You're making
man,
me miss
so...
Vegas, man. You're making me miss Vegas too much, man. Because, you know,
man.
Vegas was like literally at its peak before the pandemic. And then, bam. But
I miss Vegas and I never even been.
Bro, I came back from Japan, right, as, like, COVID hit. I was out there when I found out about it, if you can imagine that. I don't speak Japanese.
Damn.
I don't read Japanese. I none of that. So I'm at a friend's house, and I'm watching the news. I'm watching the TV. I don't know really what's playing. And I see people, like, getting sprayed down on the airplane and, like, full ET hazmat suits. And all I hear is something, 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 coronavirus, something, 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 America. Man, I love
it.
Wow.
We got a bunch of colors in the queue,
like,
though, guys.
Let's get the caller.
What's up?
Can we get a caller to come in? Let's talk to the people.
Let's all go.
Right.
470-779.
Yo, y'all can hear me?
Yo,
we hear you,
family?
Bro.
Yeah, we can hear you.
All right, first and foremost, shout out Blackout Radio. Shout out my guy, Eddie Powell. Yeah, I mean, I am not just a rapper. I engineer, I mix, I master, I produce, I do graphics, I write all my own shit, I ghostwrite, I co-direct my videos, I edit all my videos, I rap in 3 different languages, I do hip-hop, rock, reggae, EDM, you know what I'm saying? I own all my own masters. Y'all can definitely stay connected with the God at Mr. Swag 360, that's Mr. MR underscore SWAGG underscore 360. And man, I'm about to drop 3 new projects. I don't even want to release the titles right now. I'm going to just drop these shits. I'm going to drop another video on top of the one I just dropped called Brand New Gun that's out right now going crazy. I'm going to drop another video and I'm going to start this promo campaign to go crazy. You know what I mean? So I definitely appreciate y'all. I got like 5 artists on the roster with me. You know what I mean? We're about to go crazy. You know what I'm saying? My guy Tony should be on the line right now. So, yeah, that's a good look. And, yeah, I appreciate y'all.
Yeah, bro.
Yo,
thank
bro,
you.
That's a clap right there. That's what I'm talking about. He's speaking my language right there, man.
Produce,
you got any questions for
everything. That's
Prentice or Tobias Lamar?
Definitely want to send y'all some music. You know what I'm saying? So if I could have y'all DM me some emails and I could just send y'all some music, you know what I'm saying? Y'all decide what y'all
definitely, bro. That was actually going to be my first question, man, is how am I, let me get in contact with you. My man said he'd do it all. I'm trying to see.
Right.
Hit me at I am Tobias Lamar Instagram. That's my Instagram. And I am Tobias Lamar. Definitely reach out, bro.
Sure, for sure.
And also, bro, be sure to follow the 802 Radio fan page where you can also find links. For some reason, if you didn't, like, catch Tobias's, Instagram, any of his info, like Instagram or Facebook or whatnot, you can basically just find it all on there, you know, because he's our guest host, so we put all the links on the fan page as well.
Okay, cool. That's a fact. I appreciate that.
Did you want to spit anything for us, or you want to give us a sneak peek of what you can do?
You know what? Last time I called, I gave a little too much. I felt like you know what I'm saying? So next time, maybe, I might. But this time, I'm going to let y'all rock, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, I feel that, man. No worries.
But I need as much people to tune in as possible, you know what I'm saying? I need them to be like, yo, let me hear what he's talking about on this record, like, you know what I'm saying? So I ain't even going to release
it. You got my attention.
Hey, but that's... But that's actually smart, though, if you really think about it. You know what I'm saying? Especially, like, if you, like I'm pretty sure you just sound talented from what I heard last time when you called in. It was like – and I remember you had, like, a very strict limited time because it was towards the end of the show, but you killed it with what we heard. And I don't even think you spit a full 16, did you?
Oh, nah.
Last show, I don't think so. Yeah, and it was fire. So this man's the truth just by what I heard. You know what I'm saying? So definitely, y'all, be sure you follow him and – be sure you get ready for all his projects.
I appreciate that. Definitely.
All
right,
bro.
Right now, so y'all enjoy y'all day, and I'm definitely going to keep calling in, man. For real, for real.
For sure, man. We appreciate your time, man. And,
all right, bro.
All right.
And before we get to our next caller, Tobias Lamar, quick thing I wanted to ask you if you're down to address the audience and the listeners with this is when I was talking to you, you told me that you are one of your connections is actually music legend Marvin Gaye, his sister. Would you happen to have any stories about, like, just, you know, for the people and stuff, like, how'd you guys get acquainted and all that stuff? And that's a pretty dope, like, contact to have, you know?
Yeah. Like I said, I've been doing music for a long time. And my uncle, the late great Phil Flowers, who's internationally known, he grew up and knew a lot of these people. So he was doing a tribute show in Vegas, and I was blessed to meet a lot of extraordinary people, and that was one of the people that I met. She actually has a book out about, like, Marvin Gaye, and it's a juicy book, man. I'm not gonna lie. I'm not really one. Like, I'm not really into the gossip, but to know the story as a fellow musician and artist, to, like, really step in to that side of his life is definitely a blessing and an opportunity to be able to do. I don't want to give away what really happened, but, like, in the book, it talks about what led up to his, you know, to the incident that causes death. And it's some jaw-dropping stuff. I know I was talking to you about it earlier, man, but I'm not going to be putting other people's business out there, but it's already out there, though. But it's in the book, though. So you would have to
go. Yeah, I feel that.
It's
I just thought it was a cool, like, plug.
Yeah, hey, man, it's a good read. And right now, people got a lot of time on their hands. I recommend you do it. It's actually crazy, though. My cousin, who also, he's from D.C., his name is King Dollar. He actually just walked in to my office right now. And he and I put out we have a song that we haven't released it yet. He's actually out here because we want to shoot a little video for it. But it's kind of like a tribute to Marvin Gaye and like what's going on and how he used that same kind of perspective and put and shine a light on things. And just a little bit, it goes, the world is changing, bear witness. You're a focus failing, we all can't see it. Some fools will tell you they can't hear it. All these mothers crying, but they don't hear them. Oh. And it really go in, man. That's a whole other thing. We're going to put it out on YouTube or something, man. Just put it out to the masses. And just shine light on Marvin, man. Light on what's going on.
Yo, how can people find you again? Tobias on Instagram. How can they find you?
What's up? Oh, you can.
How can they find you
at,
on Instagram?
I am Tobias Lamar. The tag on Instagram. Same for Facebook.
Spell that out.
You can find.
I know how to spell the Tobias, so you might probably spell that.
I am T O. Okay, I A M T O B I A S. L-A-M-A-R.
All right. Sounds good.
You guys ready for our next caller?
Yeah.
Let's go for the next caller. Let's keep them low.
850-518. 850-518, you lie.
Yo, what's going on?
Yo, what's up, brother?
What's going on, man?
What's popping, man? It's your boy, Tony Ruster, man. You know, I'm swag. You know, he put me on, whatnot. You know, I'm on a couple of the records, you know, on the album and whatnot. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's a great opportunity to be a part of it. You know, this is pretty much the first podcast that I've ever, actually I've been writing all my life. You know, I'm a writer. I write for any genre, any artist. You know, I just kind of been studying the game for. I've been studying the game for so long, and now it's, you know what I'm saying, that open door. So, you know, I've been doing R&B. Mostly write R&B, write reggaeton. You know, I write country, pop. You know, hip hop. You know, I've been. And I'm from Tallahassee, Florida, so, you know, we got a lot of mixture of everything down there. And T-Pain, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to T-Pain, you know. He the ringleader. And, you know, he said that next dude going to be the blow. So, you know, I claimed that when I heard it. So.
Yeah, all right. Man. Hey, how can we find you again?
On Instagram, it'll be Tony_Rasta_. And on the Facebook, it'll be Tony Rasta.
Tony Rasta. Okay, got you. Sounds good. Sounds good.
Yeah, man.
Did you want to drop anything for us? You want to drop like a freestyle or sing or anything? Because we got time, bro.
Sure, man. I can do it, man.
Yeah. It. All right.
Let's hear something. Go for it.
All right. Let's see. I'll freestyle something. Girl, you know that I'm doing this for you, and I ain't even lying, yeah. Know the time that I met you, you said that you won't leave, you said you won't leave me. Now I'm hoping that you will be the one I see when I'm on the stage, yeah. Doing all the shows, yeah, you know, on the plane, writing flows, thinking about you, baby. Don't leave, we almost there. Don't leave, girl, me, you. Don't leave, I'm thinking about you.
Okay. We got some singers in here. That's crazy, man. That was dope. What y'all think?
Yeah, I like it a lot. Like I said, coming from me, I'm one of those battle rappers, you know what I'm saying, with the battle rap bars and stuff, and I can't sing, you know what I'm saying? So anytime I hear somebody that has a very talented voice, like Tobias Lamar or a caller here and stuff, anytime we hear anybody who, you know, has a voice, I just – you know, it's like I'm a huge fan again, like of just all different
right.
types of music. Because I wish I could.
And anytime you can just do it on a spot like that too. You know, that just says like that the other person is really serious. You know, they're passionate about what they're doing. So it's like you give them that challenge and they take it. Like, let's do it. Let's go. You know what I mean? So, yo, shout out to.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and a big respect to anybody who do that, man. Anybody who can just get out there first out of your sleep, whatever. And just bust. A lot of people don't even attempt, and they miss out on opportunities. I say anybody who shoots nice. They shot, man, big ups to you off the bat for even pulling up.
I appreciate you all
and,
so much. I'm sorry.
If you ever want to interview yourself, bro, or whatnot, if you're in contact with Apprentice, I know you said you're one of Tamar's boys, right? You're one of Tobias's friends, my bad, Tobias's friends?
Yeah, OMF Posse, you know, I call him Unk.
Oh, yeah, Unk. Okay, if you ever want to book your own interview for the show and stuff, just, you know, get in contact with him. He'll put you in contact with Prentice, and then we can make it happen, you know, because I definitely like to get you on the show, too, if you're ever down for, like, an interview.
Big up, man. I appreciate that. Thank you for the opportunity. And one thing I wanted to say, the reason why I can just do it off the dome like that. First and foremost, since I have this opportunity in this platform right here, I'm going to say, man, shout out to Keisha Cole and Monica. They really helped me out. I started writing on the Music Soul Child, but then I got a whiff of Monica and Keisha Cole. And I started writing songs when I was like maybe 14, 15 years old. You know, I get off the bus and I run home to watch 106 in Park, and that kept me out of trouble. So I learned how to write. They told me on the screen, it was like, you have to learn how to write. So I took that off the 106 in Park. I took that, whoever was on there, I took that and started writing a song listening to KC and JoJo. So then I started writing for artists that I never even seen. I never seen Keisha Cole. I was writing music for her. and she didn't even get the songs yet. You know, it's just a catalog of it, just keeping it, watching the game all my life, and just staying hungry. You just got to stay hungry and keep that zeal and not allow, you know what I'm saying, what's going on in the world to really, you know what I'm saying, mess up the R&B realm, because we bring your R&B back, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah,
yes,
for sure, bro. And we appreciate you calling in, bro. We got other callers in the queue, man. So if you want to tune in and keep listening, you're more than welcome to. And we appreciate your time. Won't you before we let you go? Why don't you put out your social media one more time?
Instagram is lowercase letters. It's Tony_Rasta_, and Facebook is Tony Rasta. And I have a SoundCloud. You know, it's T-Lover. You know, it's, you know, a lot, I have a lot of names because I haven't really reached, you know what I'm saying, the platform to the point where people understand and know who I am for real. So I can switch,
yeah.
I switch my name a lot until I get there, and then, you know, that's when they, you know.
Nah, man, you name
you,
your characters, bro. It ain't nothing wrong with it. I got plenty of names and plenty of them. You name your characters, man. Get your legion together, bro.
I appreciate that. I kind of feel kind of weird, too.
Nah, man, name them all, man. Put the legion out there.
Appreciate
all right, but
that.
Thank you, Mr. Tony Rasta. We appreciate you calling in, man, and definitely stay in. Stay in the queue if you want to listen, and if there's time at the end, if you're still in the queue, we'll try to put you back. But we got other callers, and we try to keep it, you know, try to get to everybody.
Great deal, man. Shout out to Blackout Radio. Thank y'all for having me. Shout out to Mr. Swag 360, man. For real, big up. Shout out to Keisha Cole, Monica, T-Pain. Let's get this on, be back, man. Chris Brown, all of y'all. Let's go. We need to take our kids back. Get 106 and Park back so we can stay out of the chain game and give them kids something to run home to and come home and watch 106 and Park, man, so they won't be out there killing each other. Let's go, y'all.
All right, bro. Appreciate you.
One love, man.
All right, before we get to our next caller, quick question, Mr. Tobias Lamar, and also this goes to Prentice, too, because I know you have a voice yourself, man. I know you can rap, Prentice, and also do a little R&B yourself. To anybody out there that may want to get into singing but doesn't have, like, say, the best voice, say they have a raspy voice, is there any, like, exercises, like voice exercises that helped you along the way that you'd be willing to pass on to them? Any secrets? How do you, like, get a better voice?
Just practice, man. Practice makes perfect. I can't say it enough. And ironically, I just listened to a song I recorded when I was 13 earlier this morning, and I can hear where I grew at. So don't be afraid, man. In order to find where you at, you got to jump in the water. You don't know what kind of stroke you best at until you get in the water. So the point is just dive in.
Definitely.
Go out there and get it and just keep going. Emulate whoever you want to sound like, whoever you want to, whatever you want to do. I used to listen to Boys to Men to get runs down. I listened to Brian McKnight to switch from falsetto to, you know, to my different voices and switching, because that's what he was really good at. Like, I would listen to different people. So I would just say listen to who you like. Don't be afraid to dip into them classics. I went all the way back to Sam Cooke, man.
Wow, that's an oldie right there.
Like, don't be afraid to go back there, man. Like, you know, dig into it. That's what I would say. I don't know, Prentice. What would you say?
Hey, I'm gonna say the same thing. I'm gonna say, not the same thing, but definitely similar. Just keep practicing to be sharper, and also to touch up on what Tobias said. Like, with me, I never really saw myself as a singer, but I always connected to songs that people were singing to. So I had to find certain artists that voice, their range of where they sang, were singing in. I can, you know, find myself singing in the same range or have some type of similarities to them. So that's what helped me become a better singer, too. You have to find what works for you. Find what's comfortable for you. And once you find your unique sound, how you project your voice, once you find that niche, you just stay into that character and you just keep it going and stay creative. That's it. Just get better.
That's definitely dope advice, you know, and I appreciate you guys, you know, giving that advice to people. Because myself, you know, like I said, I have a raspy voice, but like I've always wanted to sing, you know what I'm saying? And it's funny because I was thinking when I was like in my 18, 19, it seems like I was had somewhat of a better voice. Then the older I got, it just got raspy, and you know, so now I just stick to rapping and stuff. So
you got to stay with it because your voice will change. This is, goes out to the young ones that's listening, because I started singing when I was super young, and I didn't want to let my voice change, so I would practice even, you know, twice as harder than usual to make sure I can still hit them high notes. So, and you know, you want to stay on it. Again, it goes back to repetition and dedication.
Definitely, bro. And we got other callers in the queue, so you guys ready to get to some more callers?
Yeah, man. Let's go to the next caller. Who we got?
904-496.
Hello?
Hey, how Hello? We doing? Who we talking to?
Hi, this is Lady Summers. I'm the CEO and founder to Altruism Artistry Gallery, and I would like to promote my event. The event is a virtual African-American art auction, and it's Ooh. Going to be held on February 28th, 2021 at midnight.
Okay.
The admission is free. And I'm asking everyone to RSVP your name, your email address, your phone number, and birthday to altruismartistrygallery@gmail.com. And how you spell altruism is A-L-T-R-U-I-S-M artistry, A-R-T-I-S-T-R-Y. Gallery, G-A-L-L-E-R-Y, @gmail.com.
Okay, I got that. You guys get it?
Got it.
We sell timeless art pieces that will add value to any living space, office space, or as an impressionable gift.
Definitely dope. I love artwork, and, you know, that's the thing about, you know, music is it's not just a music radio show that we have here. You know what I'm saying? We promote businesses, and like in your case, you know, you got the art gallery, which is like a business also. And, you know, art and music are one of a kind. You know what I'm saying? They're like in some ways similar. You know, music is like painting a picture with words, where like, you know, art is like drawing it on a, you know, so they're neck and neck, you know. So I appreciate any kind of art of any kind. And do you also have any of your work in there that you sell yourself, or?
Yeah, I created all the paintings, all the original paintings.
Oh wow! What
oh,
kind is it?
Wow.
Is it like water,
wow.
water pastel, or?
I am a contemporary emerging digital artist, and they are sold on metallic silver canvases. And there are some of them range from the sizes of 24x24 to a 56x72 inches.
That sounds awesome. Do you do like any customized things? So if somebody wants to place an order and they want like say if they have a picture that means a lot to them, do you do any like specific requests or anything? Or
yes, I also do commission work.
Oh, that's awesome.
I shouldn't say commission work. I should say I have freelance work.
Hey, that's awesome, though. I definitely salute what you're doing. And Prentice and Tobias, do you have anything you want to add?
I'm just in awe. And I'm loving the whole confidence. I'm just loving everything right now. That's big shout out to you. Real talk. Like, I have a niece, so. Anytime I see any females doing anything, especially their own thing, I'm a fan. I'm all for it. So big ups to you.
Thank you. I'm going to post the flyer on both of your Facebook pages. If you like to follow me on Facebook, my name is – I told you my name is Lady Summers, but on Facebook it's Jasmine Summers.
Jasmine Summers, okay. Perfect.
And mine is I think they said theirs. Mine is a Brad Born. So Brad, B-R-A-D, and then Born, B-O-U-R-N. So just think of the Matt Damon movie Jason Bourne, but instead of Jason, it's Brad. You know, it's spelt the same way pretty much.
I just found a question.
Definitely, definitely. Speaking of confident, confident women, I just so happen. I just so happen to have one of these in my little bags here. Can we get into that, bro? I mean, it's a female anthem. It's out to everybody who's confident, really. I just, you know, specifically catered toward the ladies with this one.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of them doing
yeah,
a lot of big things out there, and they deserve it.
Definitely. So, callers, just hold on. We're going to end on – we're going to play one more song, and then the rest of the show is just you. So let's spin Tobias's final song, Confident. And you guys wait in the queue, and we'll put you in when we come back. Everybody, thank you for listening. Thank you for rocking with us. We still have Prentice here and Tobias Lamar. And thank you, Tobias, for hanging out with us the whole time. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man, it's been an honor and a pleasure. I just wanted to say that track right there, man, is a single that I had put out. It's not a part of the EP, but I just felt that one it's a lot of amazing people out there, man, that are doing amazing things. And with technology and the social media platforms, we're starting to see more and more of them every day. So every hero needs their anthem. I definitely want them to know that I see it. So
That's where that one came from.
We got 15 minutes of the show left, so if it's okay with you and Prentice, I was thinking we can just dedicate the rest of the time since we played all of your songs, Tobias, and we'll just dedicate the rest of the shows to the callers if you're down.
Yeah, everybody on.
Okay, who do we got next, White Hair?
419-265.
Hey, what's happening, y'all?
What's up?
Oh, man, chilling, man. It's Tony Storm. Hey, I like that last song I just played, too, man. Who was that?
Oh, that's Tobias Lamar, man. This is me speaking, man. I appreciate that, bro.
Okay, cool. I like that. That's streaming? You can go stream that?
Yeah. It's out now. Man.
What is it? What's the song called?
It's called Confident.
Okay, by Tobias Lamar?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm going to go check you out, man. I'm going to search it in my thing right quick so I don't forget it. Yeah, man, but that was cool. I was just calling in to say that was dope, and also to tell y'all if y'all was looking for any beats, man, I got a BeatStar page. If you search Tony Storm on BeatStar, my BeatStar to pop up. I also got, like, some beats and songs and, like, mixtapes and stuff on YouTube. So if you search it on there, search, like, Tony Storm music on YouTube, some stuff will pop up. And I'm also places where you can stream music at, man. So if y'all get a minute, man, check that out. But, yeah, man, I got, like, a new tape. Yeah, I got a couple new tapes. I think I did three tapes last month. So I've been, like, really just focusing more on learning the craft. I did a beat tape last month. That is also on the streaming sites. And I did a couple mixtapes. One is Thunder God and one is, what's the other one? Oh, 93 Dope. So I've really just been trying to focus more on, like, tightening up the craft since I put out so much last month, you know what I'm saying? But try to stay busy, man. That's all I really be doing.
Okay.
Now, do you do all different kinds of beats?
Yeah.
Like R&B and stuff like that, or do you stick to just, like, hip-hop?
I do hip-hop, R&B, trap, you know what I'm saying? I mess around with some alternative rock because I've been teaching myself guitar, too, so... You know what I mean? I'd be having to really just explore whatever. I just vibe, man. You know what I'm saying? I try not to, when I set out to make something, I don't really make it with the idea of what it's going to be like. My brother always be telling me, like, man, you should start out with an idea of what you want. And that kind of makes sense, but sometimes I'll just go, man. You know what I'm saying? And whatever I feel, you know what I'm saying, I create, then I put it in the category of whatever it is. Because I don't want to put myself in a box, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Something that I've always wanted to ask a fellow producer like yourself is, you know how artists, right, music artists, like, will find inspiration on writing songs with, like, stuff that we see every day. To a producer who doesn't, you're not writing words, but you're designing a beat, is there kind of similarities? Like, do you just have, like, the sound go off in your head one day and you're like, I need to hurry up and start? Is it like that?
I do both, you know what I'm saying? I also sing, too. But, yeah, it's like that. So, basically, it's all types of ways to get inspiration, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you, like, as far as a writer, life will inspire your art. Like, whatever you're living or whatever you're seeing can inspire your pen. But life can also inspire them beat pads, too, and them keys and chords, because it just depends on can you somehow translate what you're seeing into an audio file, into a sound. So, yeah, it's the same thing, really. And I know that because I play both sides of the coin. Like, I rap and I produce, you know what I'm saying? So I know that I can take anything and find inspiration and create from that. So, yeah.
That's dope, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, me, I only know, like, hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I didn't know if R&B is the same and, like, beat. So that's definitely dope. So in a lot of ways, it's connected, you know, and –
It's all connected, man. Like, I don't mean to cut you off, but the same way that art inspires same way that life inspires art, art inspires life. Like, a lot of the stuff, a lot of people learn through music. A lot of people, you know what I'm saying, a lot of the stuff that they get and pick up on is through music. But the same way, like, a lot of the music that's created, it's like a pendulum. It's swinging back and forth. Like, it's balance. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, they work hand in hand.
Prentice, okay. Tobias have anything you want to add?
No, that was just piggybacking on what he said. That's definitely real life, because I know, like, some of the best songs that I've written is through the experiences of going, actually being the person that went through it. So so it definitely makes a difference, you know. So definitely. What you was gonna say, Tobias? Well, you gonna say something?
You gotta put a piece of yourself in it. whether it's, mm-hmm. you know, what you imagine in that situation, but going through it, it's a certain pain that can't be replicated, but that it comes across
right
when they put it down like that. So,
yeah, real, again, real is real, recognize real, you know what I mean? When you hear it, you know it, you feel it.
Yeah.
Facts.
Big up.
Facts.
And if you want to promote, you want to throw your links out there one more time, and then we can get to more callers, bud?
Yep. The main thing that I'm pushing right now is I got a tape on YouTube. It's actually free. It's called Tony Storm Thunder God. Just type in Thunder God, and it should come up. Or Tony Storm Thunder God, it should come up. And also, my stuff is on the streaming site. Just search 93 Dope, like on your Tony Storm 93 Dope, like on your Apple Music or your Spotify or whatever. And that's the main project I'm pushing there. But I also have a beat tape on there too called the Cyborg Beat Tape. So if you search Tony Storm on any of these platforms, I'm most likely going to pop up. You know what I'm saying? If you want to follow me on Instagram, it's TonyStorm419 on Instagram. And I haven't been posting too much these last couple weeks because I've been learning my craft, but I'm usually posting little beat videos and little clips of here and there of what I'm doing. So, yeah, pretty much Tony Storm everything, man. All
right, man, we appreciate you, Tony Storm, and thank you for calling in. And we only got 9 minutes left of the show, bud. So if you want to, You can basically, if you follow the fan page, 802 Radio fan page on Facebook, just type in 802 Radio. I'll post a link to the whole show afterwards, and you can hear Tobias's other two songs we played at the start of the show and hear other callers that called in if you missed. Yeah.
It's on Facebook, you said?
Yeah, Facebook, 802 Radio, all one word.
Bet, I got you.
I appreciate you, man.
Have a good one, though. Yep, thanks.
You too.
Yeah. Peace.
All right, Prentice and Tobias, anything you guys want to throw out there before we get to some more callers?
Nah, man, let's keep it going. Let's get to the next caller since we, you know, crunch time. We got about 8 minutes before the show is over, so let's get to the next caller. The show's good, by the way.
All right.
Hey, it's your girl, Royal Crush Keisha.
Ooh, hi, Royal Crush. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, and yourself?
Doing fine. I got my co-host Prentice here and our guest interview for the day, Tobias.
Hey.
Hello. Oh, well, it's definitely good to hear you back on the network again, B-Dub. Didn't get to hear a lot of your special guest that you had on, but I think you are an artist. So let me ask you, if you could collaborate with anybody, like dead or alive, who would your top two be?
Dead or alive?
Yeah.
That's tough.
All mine is going to be classic. I would have to go with Michael Jackson and Prince. Those are my two that I would definitely want to collab with.
Okay. I definitely would be here for that collaboration. Definitely.
That would be dope.
I just always wanted to see, I'm going to be honest with you, I just always wanted to see them two really do something together off bat. I thought that would have been amazing, man. A live show? Come on, man.
Oh, yeah. And that's the thing, too.
That,
like, they were both entertainers. They were both not only talented, but they were entertainers. Like, I remember watching Michael Jackson's videos, and it was like you were watching a movie. And I think he might have been, you guys can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think he might have been the first one to do stuff like that around that time, like put in all that effort.
Looks.
Like, remember Thriller? Thriller was like an actual movie. It was like a short movie skit, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, he was like one of the first to kind of start that trend.
He did short films, man.
Yeah. And, Royal Crush, do you still have your show? I think I've seen it every I can't remember the days for the life of me, but
it's every Thursday from 4 to 5 p.m. We're still on this week. We actually have Fleetwood of the Cotton Pickers. He has a new documentary coming out about reparations. So he's going to be our special guest. So if anyone would like to know how you can get your music heard on the show or schedule an interview, you can hit me up at Royal Crush Keisha on Facebook or ENT Crush on Twitter, or Royal Crush Takeover Radio on IG, or Royal Crush ENT on IG as well.
All right. Well, we always appreciate you calling in, and we got 5 minutes left and like to try to get to some more callers. So definitely
yeah.
Thank you so much. And it's great to hear your voice again. You know, I remember you from back when I was doing the show a while back. So it's great to link up with you again. I'll have to call in and promote.
Yes, definitely. Definitely call in and promote. And like I said, it's great having you back, hearing you again. And y'all be safe out there.
You too.
All right, you too.
All right, before we only got 4 minutes left, guys. You want to throw out, Prentice, you want to throw out any of your links before we get to a
couple more callers? Yeah, yeah, just real quick, you guys can follow me on Instagram. That's _ Prentice, P as in pair, R-E-N-T-I-C-E. All my social media is there. I'm an artist as well as a writer and a visual artist too. We do shoot music videos. So, yeah, if you guys want to connect as far as features and collabs, just hit me up, _ Prentice. Let's get to the next caller. Let's keep it rolling.
850-518. Hello?
We hear you, man.
850-518, you lost. That was a little commercial break for us. How you doing, man? It's Tony Rasta again.
Hey, welcome back, Tony.
I caught whiffs of the fire about calling back in and everything, and I just wanted to say that, you know, in this music industry right now, I believe that, you know, what's really going on is that, you know, there's so much going on right now in the world with the coronavirus and everything, and a lot of artists are getting discouraged. They don't know how it's gonna play out. But I just want to encourage somebody to tell them that, you know what I'm saying, it's not over with, you know, R&B, hip-hop, music in general, it's not over with, you know what I'm saying, we still pushing, we still going, we still got writers, still got engineers, you know what I'm saying, we still moving, it's not going to affect anything.
Real talk.
Definitely, bro, and I appreciate you calling in, man. We got 3 minutes left, you know, so if you're definitely down, we'll probably just see if we have anybody else since you've already called in, and if there's nobody else, we'll just let Tobias and Prentice, you know, take away the rest 3 minutes of the show, and tune in for the next show, okay? It's a bi-weekly, so it won't be next Monday, but it's the Monday after that. Let me check the date real quick. It's hold on, right now it's February 15th, so that would be, do you guys know off the top of your head? Because my phone's kind of like
tweaking
out.
It'll be the 1st of March.
First of March.
Yes, I was gonna wait to, you know, to come back, but you know, I caught whiff of the fire. You was like called back, so you know, I was a nugget that I forgot to get out. I had to burst that out. But yeah. I appreciate
hey,
it,
well,
man. I'm about to get off this line, man. I appreciate y'all. I love y'all, man.
Appreciate you too, man. Thank you.
All right, Black Eye Radio for life.
Right. And also, let's also be sure we give Black Hair behind the scenes, you know, a shout out as well, because, you know, without him,
definitely, man.
You know, the show
right.
definitely wouldn't run as smooth as it does. So shout out to Black Hair as well.
Major shout out to Black Hair, man. You know, the guy behind the scenes that's making the callers come in and out and getting the calls for us. Really, really appreciate it. Allowing everybody to promote themselves on this type of platform, it means a lot. So major shout out to Black Tear. But
oh yeah, big ups, man.
All right, guys, we're about to end here soon. So Tobias, just on the final moments left, you want to throw out your media one more time, because we got like seconds left.
Yeah, once again, it's I Am Tobias Lamar on Instagram. That's IAMTOBIASLAMAR. You can find me on Facebook as well. Also, make sure you go ahead and download that new EP, Universal, or Universal, depending on where you're from, by Problema Lyrical and Tobias Lamar, produced by Izzle. We got a lot more things coming your way. We're only getting started.
All right, and shout out to all the callers that called in and tuned in.
And I appreciate you for having us, too.
Yeah, no problem, man, and I appreciate you, bro. All right, guys, we're going to wrap it up here, and thank you for tuning in. And God bless, stay safe, and we're just going to end, okay? There's not going to be any songs because we already got to them, so stay tuned for the next show.